Poking around AI. One notable test that I wasn't able to conduct is animating a pixel art character, extracting frames and using them as sprites in a little game. For some reason, I can't search videos for pixel art, probably because they are still working on it. And the website is playing all videos at once, which is something my old computer can't handle, and I can't afford animation to do it from scratch. I think it would have worked. Basically, I would ask the leading AI animator for a cute pixel art sprite, and then make it walk to the other side of the screen. I would be able to find all the frames needed for programmatic animation, and then I would make it animate itself based on arrow key presses on the keyboard. More moving parts than usual, but I'm very motivated because complex animation of an intricate pixel art character is pretty much impossible for me. Before my computer started smoking from all the videos trying to play at once, I saw a pixel art bird flapping its wings. So that is pretty much confirmation that it all would have worked out. The other part is pixel art backgrounds. They are always beautiful, even when static. But I think it would actually look even better with an animation cycle. So the game background would be a video. AI animation is much broader than animating the usual little bit of something here and there by hand. And as far as I can tell, AI animation is controlled by setting a start image and then an end image. So the first animation would have to end in the middle of something. And the second animation would start in the middle and have its end frame set as the beginning of the first animation, creating a forever loop with an option to add more looping cycles that would play at random. Pixel art can be so fascinating that it is not uncommon to just stare at the background for a whole minute or two. My other less interesting tests revolved around standards-based programming, web components, and event delegation rather than frameworks. Frameworks are not needed anymore, not in the age of AI. And that was not a challenge, even to the simple and free AI you can encounter on the internet. We tested one AI that has been told to ask the user what to do next, to get a confirmation, and not in an annoying way, it's just clever AI-aided resource management, and it produced everything. Today's test was particularly interesting. At first, I asked AI to fuse an object proxy with chained fluent notation and return a bound function from the constructor. The result is astonishing. You can now say hello.fluent.world with the option of passing arguments hello times 10.fluent per dot world color blue. A list of things separated by dots or fluent notation means that the first thing is an object, the second thing a property, which will return the same object. To make the property optionally behave like a method that accepts arguments is crazy and magical and not normal at all. It's a piece of work. I published the result on the internet under the name Malum, M-A-L-U-M. It means evil, and it is indeed marvelously evil. It just lets you write whatever you want, so as long as it is separated by dots. And then every once in a while, you can attach some options to a word. Crazy. Amazing. It's a play on words. I use these negative short words because I can tell that they haven't been used by other programmers. Everyone is trying to sound techy or positive. I have a whole world of Latin words that I can use for my programs that have little more than four letters. This was actually a two-part test, a real dream. Seth Shostak himself gave me the idea when he said, "Well, when AI arrives, I will just turn the keyboard around and tell it to type." And indeed, this is exactly what I did. The second part also resulted in a program, and I named it Jotun, which are creatures with the power of gods. They are a kind of troll, though not necessarily evil. In this test, I asked my best AI to simply make Malum genius, to make it brilliant, better, more powerful. Let it choose what it wants to do with it. And it gave Malum programming functions that work on the dot-separated chains of words you type up. Basically, allowing this language to operate over the chains of words. So if you have a website name in there, you would use these programming functions to pull it out and maybe download it. You can see how neat it is that a domain name is words separated by dots, so it's valid notation in JavaScript. Jotun, the upgraded Malum, has become a layer over websites, over search engines, and even application functions. This system lets you speak English to your computer program. It lets you say things like, "Check if we are using temporary memory. If so, expire it in 10 minutes. Unless authenticated, authenticate the user, and then get the user info." And we can talk SQL-like with it as well. SQL is just a search language. You can say, "Select all from table orders. Join it with customers on the field ID, where order status is pending. Sort by created field. Limit to 50 records." These results are so powerful that all I am able to say is, "Stop pretending to learn in high school for good grades and jump to learning programming, because otherwise you are probably going to ruin your future." AI makes you really, really powerful, really smart. It lets you practice to no end. You never get stuck. Ever. AI is always nearby, ready to answer all your questions. I know no other words that can describe what easily generating Jotun means. But I'm sure of this. The world has not changed. It's completely brand new. The AI is flawless. It just needs more training. And we are mostly using it wrong by asking it to do things that it doesn't fully understand yet. We need to ask it for things that it's perfectly capable of doing, and then build on top of that. And as always, you have to remember that to grow up means to grow all the way up, never stopping part way. And that can only mean that you are meant to become a great being. Don't let anybody slow you down. Don't let high school distract you from real learning with the help of AI. The world really is brand new.